You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. This is episode 102, Building Writing Habits That Stick Without Burning Out. Hey y'all, welcome back to Fearless Inc. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. We are in the middle of our fall reset series. If you caught last week's episode, The Writer's Reset, we talked about reclaiming your voice before the year ends. Well, today we're taking it a step further. We're talking about how to build writing habits that actually last without exhausting yourself or falling into that guilt cycle. I think that this time of year, we start to panic. We start to think about, okay, all the things that we didn't accomplish, that we haven't even thought of or begun yet. And then we try to squish those things in before the year ends. And it just becomes chaotic, right? We're not trying to hustle hard. We're not trying to spend every waking moment, you know, pushing and writing and doing all the things. We're trying to be more intentional. And that's what this fall reset series is all about. It's just being more intentional about what we need to do between now and the end of the year, right? No more guilt, no more exhausting ourselves to the point of just giving up. But first, let's step into our new segment that I call the Inkwell. The Inkwell is three quick things happening in our world right now, culture, writing, or publishing. The first thing is the Black British Book Festival. This festival is in its fifth year, and it is known as Europe's largest celebration of Black literature. It is showing a growing infrastructure and space for Black writers, especially in the UK. I love seeing the global reach of Black storytelling. This Black British Book Festival shows that our stories aren't just surviving, but they're thriving. They're evolving, commanding space. That's what I love, commanding space for our stories on international stages. It reminds me that visibility isn't a favor. It's a right that we've earned through our words. Second thing is a major new young adult book collaboration by Black authors. So best-selling YA authors, Donyell Clayton, Tiffany D. Jackson, Nick Stone, Angie Thomas, Ashley Woodfolk, and Nicola Yoon are co-authoring a YA thriller titled Breakout. It's slated for June 2026. Now, this collaboration shows power among Black authors. This is awesome. And it shows how partnerships can amplify voice and reach. This is important for many reasons, but it's what collaboration looks like at its highest level. Seeing six powerhouse Black women authors co-writing a thriller proves we don't have to compete for space, right? There's power in community. I think that that's very, very important. And I think it's something as writers, sometimes we forget. It's a reminder that when Black creatives come together, we don't just make art, but we can set forth a movement. And I think this is so awesome. The last thing is the submission cycle is open for underrepresented writers. There's an open call until October 31st, end of this month, for submissions from authors of color, LGBTQIA+ writers, and other underrepresented groups. Don't stop sharing your work. That is my message for you here. Submit your work, okay? Regularly submit your work. I will preach that, you know, from here going forward. I always talk about this. Always share your work. Don't be afraid to share your work. That's where visibility starts, with you showing up. Opportunities like this are the doorways we ask for. The industry is actively seeking new, diverse voices. So let's take advantage. Okay, so if you've been waiting for a sign to submit your work, this is it. Don't overthink it, just send it. Let's get real for a second. Writers are constantly told to write every day. I know you've heard it. I've heard it. I actually used to subscribe to that thought. And while consistency is a beautiful thing, that advice sometimes forgets that we're human. We've got jobs, families, responsibilities. We've got emotions, okay? And a world that is not only a dumpster fire right now, but keeps demanding more of us. Okay, life doesn't stop. It doesn't even slow down for us when things are happening all around us. So today's conversation is about how to build a habit that honors your creativity and your capacity. First thing, redefine what consistency means. Consistency doesn't always mean daily. It means intentional. Ask yourself, how often can I realistically show up right now and still feel good about it? Maybe for you, that's 3 times a week. Maybe it's 2x a week. I used to think consistency meant writing every single day. No excuses. But that mindset had me exhausted and low-key resentful of the page. Once I started defining consistency as showing up when I'm ready and present, everything shifted. Now, even 2 solid writing days a week feel like peace instead of punishment. And I promise you, if you allow yourself to not get caught up on what everybody else says you should be doing, and you do what you need to do to be consistent, game changer. Maybe for you, that means every Saturday morning with your coffee. Maybe that means, you know, maybe that does mean every day. Maybe it's every evening after you put your kids down to sleep, or after dinner, you go away, you know, in the room or in your writing place, your favorite writing place, for an hour and just write. The point is to define consistency on your terms so that it can last. It can be a lasting thing. So here's a quick exercise for that. My writing rhythm right now looks like, and you fill in the blank. Whatever you fill in is your new baseline, and that's what you go by. Step 2 in this is to create small, repeatable rituals. Big habits fail when they don't have small anchors. Instead of saying, I'll write for 2 hours, say, I'll open my document and write 1 paragraph. That's it. Because once you start, you'll usually keep going. But if you start out with this huge plan, this huge goal, it might be too lofty. And then you'll end up letting yourself down. And then you'll end up not writing on your plan, right? My best writing days start the same way. Okay, I will light my favorite candle. I'll play some music. I'll have my coffee nearby. That tiny ritual signals to my brain, okay, sis, it's time to create. I don't always know what I'll write, but I know I've made space for it. Those small moments help me get grounded. Okay, when everything else is loud, when everything is going on, those small things help me to center and get ready for the page. You can also build these kind of small rituals around your writing time. Your brain will start to link those rituals to writing mode, and it becomes easier to start. The third step is to protect your energy, not just your schedule. Particularly with writers of color, we deal with emotional fatigue, right? We write from lived experience, and sometimes that work costs us energy. So check your energy levels before you sit down to write and ask yourself, what kind of writing does my energy allow today? Sometimes your energy is just not up for it. You know, if you're working on something that's really heavy, maybe your mental space is just not up for it today. And be honest with yourself, and it's okay. I've learned to check in with my energy before checking my to-do list. Some days writing feels like release. It feels cathartic. Other days it feels like resistance. So when I honor that, I don't force it. I just might journal or I might read instead. And those softer days still feed my creativity. Maybe that means journaling instead of drafting. Maybe that means reading a chapter of someone else's book, right? To refill your creative cup. That's still writing work. You're still doing the work. The fourth step is rest is part of the habit. We've got to unlearn the belief that rest means you're not serious about your craft. Let me say that again. We've got to unlearn the belief that rest means you're not serious about your craft. Rest fuels creativity. This one took me a while to learn, okay? I used to push through exhaustion because I thought real writers never stop. That if I was a real writer, I had to write every day. I had to push through being tired. If that meant getting up early, staying up late, writing through, you know. But taking a pause doesn't mean that you're lazy. It means you're refueling. And I guarantee you some of my best ideas have come after a nap. Okay? Have come after a nap. Have come after I've had a good night's sleep. If you can't write, rest. If you feel blocked, go for a walk. If you're tired, take a nap. your writing will thank you later. Not only your body and your mind. You know, every morning I ask God for the mental, physical, and emotional capacity to handle the day. That's what I ask for. It's what I pray for daily. And so in that prayer, I have to listen to my body. I have to listen to what my body is telling me. And if I need to rest, I rest. Your body will thank you later. Your writing will thank you later. Burnout doesn't make you more legitimate. It does not. Balance does. You have to balance, rest with your creativity. The last step is to track your wins, not your word count, okay? Stop keeping track of your word count as this trophy, you know, that you wrote more words than you did yesterday, or, oh my God, I didn't write as many words as I did yesterday. At the end of each week, write down one sentence. This week, I showed up by, and fill in the blank. It could be brainstorming. It could be people watching. It could be revising or deleting something that wasn't working. Progress is progress, okay? I keep a note in my notes app, and it's just called Writing Wins. It's nothing fancy. It's just a note where I jot things down, like, you know, I wrote a poem that felt real. I didn't delete the poem that I was working on because it didn't feel right yet. You know, just little notes showing that I didn't give up, that I showed up. Looking back at it reminds me that I'm building something real. One small win at a time. When you see your small wins in front of you, you realize you are consistent. You can do this. You've developed your own habits, and they're real. Take a deep breath right here. If your writing journey has felt stop and go lately, I want you to know it doesn't mean you've failed. It means you're human. And the beautiful part about being human is we can always begin again. This season, give yourself permission to reset, to recalibrate, to rebuild your rhythm from a place of ease, not exhaustion. That's it for today, you guys. If this episode spoke to you, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to Fearless Inc. And if you know a writer who's been feeling stuck or overwhelmed, send this episode their way. Sometimes all we need is to hear that it's okay to slow down. Next week, we'll dive into breaking the hustle myth, doing less, impacting more. It's a continuation of this reset energy, and I promise it's going to be freeing. Until then, keep dreaming, keep showing up for yourself on the page, and take care.